T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Nikki Glaser on the hotline right now, who absolutely destroyed at the Alec Baldwin roast on Comedy Central.
Oh, no. She had some fantastic shots. I mean, she...
Caitlyn Jenner, I just want to thank you for all you've done for the trans movement and the size 16 stiletto industry. You are such an incredible athlete. People forget just how fast you once ran from your first family to go be on a reality show. Seriously, though, I know being a new mom is hard. But even Casey Anthony knows the current location of her daughter. I know you've only publicly identified as a woman for a few years, but I just want you to know that I know that deep down you have always been a and I spell it with a K, though, for you.
Born June 1st in Cincinnati, Ohio, and raised in St. Louis, Missouri. A graduate of the University of Kansas, she is a stand-up comedian who has appeared on The Tonight Show, Conan, and Last Comic Standing. You've seen her on Comedy Central on the roasts of Bruce Willis and Rob Lowe. As well as starring in her own stand-up special, Perfect. This past Sunday, she knocked it out of the park on the Comedy Central roast of Alec Baldwin. And on October 1st, she releases her new Netflix special, Bangin'. Please welcome, comedian and friend of the show, Nikki Glaser.
Oh my, we meet again, young lady. How are you this morning?
I am so good. How are you, Daddy?
Where are you right now? I can barely hear you, honey.
Really? I'm at a Starbucks. I guess it's a little loud, but I'm about to walk out, right? Is it better?
It is better. Sorry, babe. Everything was overpowering your phone. You what?
Sorry about that. It's a little affair happening in here today.
You are a man, by the way, this roast, I mean you've done a few already, but this is just another big moment in your career, man. It was really fantastic. I thought you were a definite standout on that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's becoming more and more easy. Not easy because I work really hard on it. It's the biggest moment of time. Because it really is like the biggest night in comedy. Like, you know, all eyes on the comedians.
Yeah.
It's the biggest performance I have all year. So I work really hard, but they're getting more, they're getting easier to see, figure out how to do it. I have a whole process now to prepare for the road.
So there was that. And it was fantastic. And De Niro, being that close to De Niro's got to be super weird because he is just such a, you know, that's an AAA, like an over-the-top superstar legend.
Being next to Robert De Niro was like it was insane. Like I said during my roast about him, like I don't know any of his movies besides the, you know, most recent ones he's done, which, you know, they're the kind of movies that Netflix asks, are you still watching after the opening credits? I mean, he's not making good decisions now because he's getting older. And, you know, it's funny how men's options in movies dwindle when they're in their, like, when they're almost dead, whereas women at 35, you're, like, old for the industry. So I don't feel that bad for these jokes about him.
Well, you can't feel bad. The roast is a roast. You took your shots, too. Everybody took some strong hits on that show.
Yeah, I took some too. Every time I get done with the roast, I'm like, oh, I need to make an appointment for a plastic surgeon. Yeah.
But you looked great.
So I'm getting my lips done next week.
Don't. Do not do your lips. Don't. Do not do that.
Oh, stop it. You don't know what it's like to have no lips.
You have lips.
It's not going to be permanent. I just want to get them done. It's as risky as a funky haircut. And I want them and I'm getting them.
You look great. Jake and I both talked about that. When you walked out on that roast, we're both like, God damn, Nikki looks great.
I'll say it too. As a girl, you look smoking hot.
I'm sitting next to Blake Griffin, so I was trying to, like, you know, plant a seed there.
You looked fantastic. You don't need to get to the, just don't get the great big super fat lips.
Oh no, I'm gonna do like B cup lips. You know when girls get breast implants and you can't even tell, and you're like, oh, why did you even do that? That's the kind of lips I'm gonna get.
Perfect.
I don't want anyone to be able to notice.
Well,
It so when I smile, I have a lip. My lip disappears when I smile.
You know what the problem is? And this is, we were talking about it. Jake told me you faced your ex on the radio, on your radio show. Now, we talked about that when you were here. It was pretty recent, and it really, you could tell you were angry and you were bummed out. You were at that third stage of grieving. Like, you were sad that he was gone, but you're mad at him.
Yeah, well, this guy was a different, I don't know who I was talking about with you guys. There's been so many, like, disappointing men in my life. But this one in particular is in the business, and we're still friends, even though he, like, kind of slow-faded on me after months of us, like, developing a relationship. And then we hooked up, and much like happens with men all the time, you hook up, and then they want to run away from you because you guys are biologically, you know, prone to, like, oh, after I am finished impregnating that girl in my tribe, I go get another one pregnant. I don't need to get...
No, it's true. It there's a certain thing.
So you guys just, you have an orgasm and then you want to run away.
Well,
let me, with that guy.
If nobody's ever explained this to you, it really, this is exactly from a man's point of view how it works. I really, really like this girl, man. I like her so much. And then your like shoots all over her back and you're like, I'm out of like. It's going to take a while for my like to build back up again.
Yeah. No. Well, the thing is, it might not ever build up for another 9 months because biologically, you're a caveman.
That's
getting
true.
A woman pregnant.
No,
I know not in this circumstance, but that's what your body thinks it's doing.
Sure.
And you biologically can't get a woman pregnant twice, so there's no reason after you have an orgasm to want to see this woman ever again for another, until she's recovered.
God, I hate us. I do. I hate us. I know, because what you're saying is...
I hate us, too, and that's why no more orgasms for men for me.
Good for you.
I'm going to get them all to like me forever.
Good for you. Or you can just do all the weird stuff. The weird stuff works for me. Like, if you're willing to get weird, 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 then I'm coming back every day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm reading this book right now called Cupid's Poison Arrow, and it's all about how orgasms ruin relationships, they ruin everything, and we really shouldn't be having as much as we're having. It's fascinating.
I don't know. I mean, do you mean like tantric sex? Like you hold your chi, or do you mean just no sexual activity at all?
No. You have tons of sex, but it's way more connected, and it prolongs intimacy because orgasm signifies the end of a relationship between two human beings. Like it always has been for thousands of years. That's like the
thing
that goes like, okay, goodbye. I'm going off to hunt. And you're going to stay here and have a baby. And there's no reason to have feelings of love and adoration after that moment. Biologically, we're wired so that it shuts down after that. So when we get mad at each other for going like, oh, I don't like this person anymore, it's not your fault. It's your body's fault. And women also have the same response of when they get too clingy after orgasm. It's their way of pushing men away. We both want to get away from each other. We just do different means.
I don't want to eat alone.
It's poison arrow, and it's changing everything for me. I'm like, oh my God, there's something to this.
No, and eventually you do meet somebody.
Every man I date.
Now you'll meet somebody that like afterwards you're like, man, let's go eat together. You know what I mean? Like it all works itself out. It took me a long time, but I finally found somebody like afterwards. I'm like, yeah, let's hang out. Let's go eat. Let's watch TV or whatever. But I'm not immediately like, I gotta go.
It's been so many I gotta goes for me, and so I had one of these I gotta goes on my radio show yesterday because he's in the business, and I confronted him on air. I'm like, you slow faded on me, you suck, it hurt, and he apologized, but just wants to be friends, which is always a bummer.
Oh, God.
Guys that you don't want to be with, you still want them to be with you.
Well, that's the worst. If you're a girl, too, like, you're like, what do you mean you just want to be friends? You mean this isn't good? Like, this isn't an attraction to you? Like, and that, from the outside, from a male's perspective, I don't say that. Don't say that to her. That's terrible.
I get friend-zoned so much, Johnny, because I'm a cool girl. And so guys actually do want to be friends with me because I'm, like, funny and I'm, like,
Yeah, sure.
Some of them want to bang me, but most of them, I guys that I want to bang, they turn around, they're like, oh, sorry, I just wanted to start a podcast with you. And I'm like, what?
Jesus.
Can we have sex and do a podcast? And they're like, I kind of disrespect you comedically. I'm like, could you disrespect me sexually, too? I mean, can't we have both?
Yeah, I don't know why you can't. Because you're not super clingy in terms of, because you even said that if you were with a guy, you would be okay with having an open relationship.
Yeah, and I think guys don't like that either. I got to just shut my mouth is what I've learned. I think women need to be quiet more, and I'm a talker.
No. I don't agree. I don't agree at all. I think there's a lot of guys who do feel like that, but I'm one of those guys, I'm like, the more you talk, the more I like somebody, because the more I trust them, the more I know them, the more I understand them, the more I can, because I'm like a pleaser, so if somebody doesn't talk to you, you don't know how to make them happy, because, you know, that's my anchor I drag around with me. I'm just like, are you happy with me, or can I make you happy?
Yeah, I just think that sometimes I guess the way I mean with talking too much is I psychoanalyze guys, and I'm like, oh, you do that because your mom was, like, mean to you. And then they're like, oh, no. And I, like, open up some weird door in their brain that they have suppressed their whole life. And then they want to run. I become their therapist. And I think that's where I need to back off with men and just keep quiet.
Well, yeah.
Know that I know it's about their mom, but they don't need to know that from me.
Well, but sometimes girls read it wrong. Like, sometimes we're just basic. I mean, we just really are. Like, you'll put too much into us. And to be honest, it's just giving us too much credit. I'm like, look, I'm just really horny. And you know what? You have a vagina, and I love those things. Those things are fantastic. And then once we do that, we should try to figure out something else. Oh, and then you made me laugh. Now I'm hungry. I want to eat. Let's have a few more cocktails, and let's do something else weird. Sometimes it's that stupid and basic.
Well, that's a delightful relationship that I have never once been able to have in my life.
It's got you.
But someday.
You know what? You're going to be great. Here's the other.
Thank you.
F them all.
Well, I think things are going to happen. I have a special coming out on Netflix October 1st.
Bangin'. Yeah.
And it's all about dating and sex and relations and what I'm doing wrong and what men are doing wrong and what women are doing wrong. And it's really funny. It's really horny. And I hope people check it out. It comes out October 1st.
Well, let's get you back to Kansas City.
I can't wait.
Let's do that.
I had such a good time in studio with you. I'm sorry, I'm on the phone.
Oh, no, listen, that took 2 hours in the studio the other day. We all walked away. I went home and went, I'm kind of worn out. Because I feel like we literally crammed about 5 years of friendship into 2 hours.
I know. I felt the same way. It was so fun.
It was really fun. And I enjoyed you. And I've always been a fan, but I really am. Like, that's... And then seeing the Comedy Central special, the Roast of Alec Baldwin, and now with Bangin' coming out, man, you're just... There's no doubt in my mind that there's another humongous level coming for you in the next year.
Johnny, I really appreciate that.
Well, I really mean it. You
this is my year.
Yeah, it really is. It so much is, man. So F all the exes. Look, they'll all come crawling back. They'll all come back, and you can just walk on them to the next guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I can't wait to come back in the studio, and I hope you watch my special and have me back on after you see it.
Of course.
Talk about it.
No, Bangin'. Guys, don't forget, October 1st. Bangin' and
Netflix.
I'm waiting on you on Netflix, and I know you got to get out of here and you got stuff to do, but enjoy the rest of your day, and thanks for cutting the time for us this morning and calling us back.
No, thank you. Thank you so much for rescheduling from yesterday. You guys are the best.
Stay there. The great Nikki Glaser.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.